WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Severe weather, including pounding rain and 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts, slams the mid-Atlantic I-95 corridor. CBS News New York's Nick Calloway is in New Jersey.
Lightning flashed and thunder cracked loudly in downtown Plainfield around 2 p.m. City Hall closed at 1:30, giving employees time to get home before the worst of the storm.
We're asking residents to stay indoors, stay in their homes.
The area has already been through two major storms this July. A total of four people died in those storms in Plainfield alone.
There has been a water spout in the Baltimore area and flooding on the Clearview Expressway in Queens, New York. Texas lawmakers have heard emotional testimony about the raging water that killed at least 135 people in Central Texas floods earlier this month. Auburn Gallagher is leading volunteer efforts in the Northwest Travis County community.
Nobody came. No emergency services came to them.
Kerr County's emergency manager, William Dub Thomas, said he was out sick on July 3rd and asleep when the deadly flash floods hit in the early morning hours of July 4th, but that supervisors and sheriff's office leadership were aware that he was off duty. The Trump administration says there are just a few hours left until strong new tariffs kick in for trading partners around the world. CBS's Erica Brown on Capitol Hill.
As President Trump's trade deal deadline quickly approaches, he's announced a 90-day pause on higher tariffs for Mexico to allow negotiations to continue. But other trading partners who haven't reached a deal will see increased tariffs kick in on Friday.
Animal shelters are reporting a rise in the number of dogs being put up for rescue because their owners have been detained by ICE or deported. WTOP's Dan Ronan.
Amy Cahill runs Canine Rescue outside Washington, D.C. Her small nonprofit has rescued more than two dozen dogs since the Trump administration immigration crackdown began.
In many cases, it's a financial issue, and in some cases, it's just a time issue. They're working really hard to try to help a family member.
Cahill says the dogs she's rescued are in excellent health and just need a permanent, loving home, like the one they had before the owner was deported or arrested. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
And as long as I got my suit and tie.
Justin Timberlake is singing the blues after he says he's been diagnosed with Lyme disease. He says on social media, after wrapping up his tour yesterday, that the tick-borne illness is relentlessly debilitating. He said it made him question whether to stop touring, but decided against it. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with two doubles, scored a pair of runs, and one RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down two strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Sam Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. Right now it's 73.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday at 8:05, we're talking live with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez about her journey from nurse to healthcare leader to legislator to candidate for governor.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. A kudigi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we have our friend on right away here on the top of the hour, and we want to really touch base. Marn, and please introduce yourself and talk about what we're going to talk about. It's great to see you as always. Ho-wa.
Ho-wa. Hey, Robert. Hello, bonjour, Anin, everybody. So I am Marn Hardy, co-founder of Spirit Care Services. I feel like I was just on here. You can have me on every week, Robert.
All right.
No, I've never shied away from the press.
Yeah, no, you haven't. I've seen you on a lot of press, and I appreciate you coming on. And why don't we talk a little bit about your service and then talk a lot about what's coming up with the elders. I just want to get you back on here and remind everyone of what you're doing and what's going to happen here. So, again, welcome.
Thank you so much. So I and my best friend, Maxine, who does all the hard work for Spirit Care, we started Spirit Care Services because we realized that our Native elders were not getting services, especially with the encampments, the opioid crisis, the all and out, the general decline of Phillips, the Phillips community. So we started a waiver company, and it helps our elders stay in their homes longer. And we do homemaking, we do companion, we do transportation. It's basically just making sure our elders have everything they need when they're in their apartments or their homes. And we've actually dealt with a few of our homeless Native elders that should never be. And it's just about making sure that, again, they have everything they need. I mean, I say this often so many times, and I don't care how repetitious I am, but none of us would be here without the guidance of an elder. And with Spirit Care Services, our elders, our clients become family. And I've had many elders say that they don't know where they would be without us. And it's basically the other way around because, I mean, in my life, I am super grateful for my family and the elders that were helped, you know, mold me into who I am.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How can people find out more about your service, but also maybe get involved with your service?
Absolutely. You can go to spiritcareservices.com. I believe I sent you a link. They can call me. Their phone number is on there. I can give you our office number is 612-295-0224. We answer all calls. They can email me. I'm on Facebook. I have so many friends. I only know a couple people, but I answer to everyone, and it's just It's just about word of mouth is traveling. I have been hearing from White Earth and Red Lake about getting us, getting services up to the tribes, because in our rural reservations, our rural Minnesota, they don't have any services. Wow. So we really, Spirit Care really wants to expand up north. That's our next goal.
Wow, that's awesome expansion. And tell us again a little bit what you do. I know you kind of flew through that, but yep. It's so personable for you and the people that work there. And you have a good heart and you're taking care of the previous generation. And we always appreciate that. And they're important, and they're the ones with the knowledge keepers and things like that, that we really, like you said earlier, really count on.
Exactly. And so the couple of the biggest pieces we do, well, all three of them are huge, like the homemaking. I mean, when someone is getting older, it's harder to take the trash out or the vacuuming or the dishes. So we go in there and we do the light housekeeping. We make sure that their laundry is done, that they have groceries. If they need groceries for the transportation and companion piece, we take you to the grocery store. We go in the store and shop with you. Oftentimes, I just have an elder give me a list and we'll do the grocery shopping. The companion care, and if you think about that, Robert, the companion care is so important because our elders are getting to that age where they're losing their friends, they're losing their siblings, they've lost their parents. And with the companion care, it's just basically sitting down with them and listening to them, asking them about their lives. And I have one elder that her life is so interesting. She had, I think, 13 brothers and sisters. She lived in Spirit Mountain and she had a horse. I mean, they were incredibly poor, but she had a horse and she had her siblings and she had just had so much fun growing up. And you could literally see her lighting up when she was talking about her childhood. And these are the things that, you know, for just to sit and be able to relive these with someone who is actually really interested is really important, because the isolation piece with our community, right, with the opioid crisis and elders, just they're alone so much. I mean, the Indian Center is wonderful with the congregate dining, but when you have an elder who can't get around that well and just doesn't really want to anymore, they really look forward to the caregivers we have. And our caregivers are so awesome and so compassionate. And you know, half of us are in recovery, so they understand that, you know, this piece of second chances are giving people the attention they deserve, because they know that they're worth it.
Yeah, I just love being able to amplify Spirit Care services and your work, really. And it's only been around a few years, right?
Yeah, 3 years. We just our third fiscal year, so really like a two full years. But yeah, it's, you know, toot our own little horn. We really were pushing for all these services for DHS. And I'm the type of person, and I think it goes back to my recovery background, that I don't take no for an answer very well. And so if we need something, and especially with our community, and Robert, you know this very well too, that we need services. They're forgotten about. And so DHS actually awarded Spirit Care Services one of the largest grants that they ever did, the Live Well at Home grant. And that's how we were able to purchase our new van. And it's just, these things are so needed ever since Peggy passed away. And so when Circle of Life left, and I mean, they're still around, but they're not native. Mm-hmm. And it's just, as well as everybody knows, it's really hard to break into the native community unless either you're native or you have connections. And I ran that elders program for 10 years at the Division of Indian Work. And so I know everybody, and I'm a talker, and I joke with people, you know, I know you from my previous life, or I know you in my recovery life. So yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
That's so cool. And again, give the address out here, because next segment, I really want to talk about the nuts and bolts of what's going to happen on Elder Day. Seeing that, you know, I'm 64 now, so I'm like a junior elder. Oh, wow.
You can still volunteer. So if you want to look into Spirit Care Services, go to spiritcareservices.com. And our information's on there. And we can talk more about how to donate for Elder's Day. That's on there too. But my phone number is on there. Our emails are on there. And we will be reaching out to do more hiring, because we are going to start getting into the medical transportation. We're having our van inspected. And so we will definitely be hiring. It's going to be a great part-time job for people.
That is awesome. And that's so much. You're just filling the gaps here big time. And with the need of our community, I'm really excited to have you on again and talk more. And you're doing great work. And why don't we take a quick break here and then talk about the second annual Elders Day.
You got it.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. And we'll be right back. We're here with Maren Hardy, Spirit Care Service and Services, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us. Ho-wa.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NAGD.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark. The Rymark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RymarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
This is Mitch, owner of Junk Masters. Feeling overwhelmed by clutter? Spring's the perfect time to reclaim your space and peace of mind. Renting a dumpster is costly, and it all ends up in the landfill. Just show us what goes. We give usable items a second life by donating them. No calling all over town trying to figure out who takes what. We do the legwork for you. Easy, cost-effective, and local. There's no obligation. Visit junkmastersmn.com today.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Pilot, and this is Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're here with Maren Hardy, Spirit Care Services. And before we get into the big hoop to do here with the second annual Elders Day, I have just a quick question. So how do you become a client? What is the prerequisite of any to become a client of yours?
Sure. So right now we're working with elders and people who have waivers, the CADI waiver, C-A-D-I, the elderly waiver, and you have to be assessed either by Min Choices, and that is if you have Hennepin Health, straight MA, medical assistance, or mm-hmm. you can call if you have UCARE or UCARE, Medica, Health Partners, Blue Plus. And if you have like the Blue Plus and UCARE, there's a number you can call. And you know who else is super great with that, Robert, is Senior Linkage Line, who will also be a vendor, a sponsor at Native American Elders Day. But they will absolutely help you get set up for one. The only downfall for this waiver process, if you have Hennepin Health medical assistance, is you have to call Min Choices, and it's like a 3-month wait. It's just, it's pretty upsetting because these elders, there should be a division just for elders, right? That can call and say, I need this. And there's not. And, you know, everyone, the turnover rate, it's, you know, it's short staffed, but people should be able, an elder should seriously be able to get through to that because there's so many places where like the, I talked about this last time, the Social Security, you know, trying to find that stuff out. And it's just, it's not elder friendly. Put it that, that's to be very nice. It is not elder friendly. And if you are an elder, there's no way you can navigate that system by yourself. So, and if people have questions about it, please reach out to me. Anyone can reach out to me and I will help you with that. I'll find out who you have for insurance and we'll take the next steps.
So it's Native and descendants, correct?
Yes.
And also it's just in the Twin Cities because we have a far reach. We are on 30 stations in Wisconsin too. So does anybody, you're talking about a little bit about expanding. So people that are out of your reach, can they get a hold of you and maybe start partnering with you or?
We would love that. And we have talked to Leonard Gieschuk at the state about that, but it's not, we started off with just Native elders and we're branching off to assisted livings and non-natives because people, you know, and when you're an elder and you're low income and you need, and you're by yourself, you need us. You need us to be around. And we would love to partner with the tribes up north and we have to figure out exactly how that works. But until DHS changes some of the billing policies, we can't afford to go up there. You know, if someone lives in Deer River and needs to get to Bemidji and we can only bill for a one-way trip of $20.21 and it takes 3 hours to do it and then a 6 hour, you know, it's so it's, they need to change some policies and we're working with some people at DHS to hopefully get that done. But it's as simple as let's find out who you have for insurance and take it from there.
Yeah. Wow. Right on. All right. Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts of what's going to be happening, the date and where and, what else? This is really exciting. It's the second annual
Native American Elders Day. Diane Grimson and myself used to always do the Elders Picnic at Minnehaha Falls, but it just, the space was not really conducive to us anymore. And, you know, it was a public place, like people walking in to use the bathrooms. You couldn't really hear the bingo. And there were so many that we were on both sides of the main of the dining room there.
Wow.
So now we switched it and we started last year to host the first annual Native American Elders Day. And we had about close to 300 elders. It's at Veterans Park, September 17th from 10 to 3. We had the Lieutenant Governor there. I'm really hoping that she'll be able to come and have lunch with our elders this year. We had Mayor Jacob Fry. We had some state representatives from Richfield because it's in Richfield. Mm-hmm. We flew in an Elvis impersonator from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, we have Grant Snyder from Involve MN doing the cooking again. We, AICDC is buying the Red Lake Walleye. We have Leech Lake Rice. I mean, we have the Many Shields crew, Vinnie Dion's crew coming to help. We have the drummers. Yeah. We have Jerry Dearley, whom I just spoke with yesterday. He's going to be doing, he's our MC again. And we have vendors coming from across the board to all the urban offices. It's just, this is a really big deal. And one of the biggest things this year is Mille Lacs, the DoubleTree in the West End is giving elder rooms for $59 a night for our out-of-state elders.
Wow. Wow, that is huge. We got to bring that up a couple times. Holy mackerel.
We do because we need Wobbin Spears and I. Wobbin's the director of the Urban Mille Lacs office, and she's just been awesome. Our whole committee is just incredible, and we need to, because we need to get the names by, I want to say, August 20th.
Oh.
For who's coming down. They have a 50-room block of for elders coming down. And I know I've already spoke to Toby up in Grand Portage, and they're planning on coming. So we've got elders coming from near and far, Robert.
Are we going to have, and I've talked to, the next guest is going to be Ruth Anna Buffalo. And I know Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center does one of my favorite things, and that's a cakewalk. Are you guys planning on doing any cakewalking?
We haven't talked about a cakewalk because we have bingo. We have raffles. We have the food. It's from 10 to 3. We have a photo booth. We have a character artist. So, and then we have all the, you know, the sponsors. What?
A character artist, too.
Yes.
My God. You've just rattled off like 10 things.
Oh, I know. I know. And I'll tell you, we had the character artist last year, and there was never not a line. There was a line of at least five people deep every time. It was a huge success. They loved that. And we have t-shirts. And we have t-shirts. And I'm not going to show what the design is because they're special this year. And that's from No Words LLC, which is a small homegrown company. And he's going to have a table there for people. And I would love to promote him because the t-shirts he made last year were awesome. I just literally saw one of our elders 2 days ago with a t-shirt on.
Well, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love t-shirts. So maybe you could hide one out for me next time I see you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Robert. I mean, I just want to put this out there. We're desperate needs of donations to help with all this because this is not cheap. I think last year was around close to $20,000. And so there is a link on our website to donate directly. And if people need a nonprofit, they can send checks directly to the Division of Indian Work in care of Elders Day. But we absolutely need donations. We need help with this. And I just feel so strongly that I'm hoping next year people reach out to me and say, Marn, what do you need? Instead of me coming out here and asking for this, because again, when you look in a mirror, you thank an elder at what looks back on you, because none of us would be here without the guidance and wisdom of our elders. And we should be celebrating them all the time. But this is one day that's super special to them. And they really, really, they have a great time. It's really exciting.
Wow. That's great. And so what I know our tribe, when you're 60, you are an elder. And then when you're 70, you're an elite elder. So what is the constraints on that?
For the Native community, just because of our lifespan, we said elders are 55.
Perfect. I'm right in there then.
Still young enough to volunteer.
Hey, that's right. So again, let's get this out there, the date, where and the time, and also the rooms. That's really huge.
Yes. So the date, September 17th, from 10 to 3 at Veterans Park in Richfield, right off 62 and Portland Avenue. People also reach out to me if you need transportation. We always authorize. I know the Indian Center, Division of Indian Work, AICDC, we all have Little Earth, we all have vans, and we definitely don't want any elder to miss it. It is from 10 to 3, Veterans Park, September 17th. Rooms at Mille Lacs are $59 at the Doubletree. We need to have names. You can reach out to me or Wavin. We need to have names by the end of August. I think if there's some late entries or late responders, we could probably fit them in. One of the things I would like to mention that I forgot is I'm going to try to schedule for one of the buses to take elders after the picnic, after they rest up, out to Mystic Lake for a few hours.
Forget the cakewalk. We're going to do some gambling at Mystic.
We got bingo. We got slot machines. I mean, what are you going to, we got Keno. I mean, but again, it's, I really want to push the donations because, again, this would not be done without the help of donations and everyone donating. And it's just, it's a community event, right? We're a community and this is what we do. And we just want to make it super special every year. And I think this year is going to be pretty, pretty awesome.
It does sound really awesome. Hey, before we let you go, we got less than a minute left. I want you to give out your address too for Spirit Care Services and how people can get a hold of you.
Yes. So the address that people can mail checks to if they want is P.O. Box 7514, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55407. That's it, obviously here. My work phone number is 612-295-0224. Our email, marn@spiritcareservices.com. Or spiritcareservices.com. You can look it up and get in touch with me. Or you'll see me driving around in our Spirit Care van. Just pull me aside and say, hey, I saw you on there. I heard you on the news. Saw you on Facebook.
Right on. Hey, thank you so, so much for coming on. And we'll get you on one more time or maybe a couple more times before the event. But this is...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. President Trump signs an executive order imposing new levies on a wide swath of U.S. trading partners that go into effect in 7 days. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there may still be time to cut deals.
If more deals are cut between now and midnight, I will never count out the president. You've seen him do it before. He cut 3 deals in one day very recently.
The president earlier announced a 90-day extension with Mexico. The Northeast is hit by heavy rains. This man in northern New Jersey.
I'm never going to leave. I'll just sit on a porch, grab my beer, and sit and wait for it to go down. It's the only thing you can do. Just make sure everybody's safe on the street.
During hearings after deadly flooding in central Texas on July 4th, state lawmakers have heard from Kerr County Emergency Management Director William Dub Thomas, who was on sick leave at the time.
With my symptoms worsening, I had already requested and been approved for personal time off on July the 3rd to fulfill a commitment to my elderly father. However, due to my progressing illness, I remained home to recover.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with two doubles, scored a pair of runs, and one RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down two strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season and still has two episodes left of season three. HBO has already renewed the show for a fourth season. Social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season three at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Alba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. It's 71 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's blushing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Pilot. Hey, we have our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, with our weekly check-in and what's happening. And always great to see you, and thank you so much for spending some time and talking about the great work that the organization that you lead does. Welcome.
Matsugadads, thank you, and Dosha, hello. Thanks for having us. Good to see you, Robert. And yeah, we're pretty excited at MIWRC, you know, for the gearing up of the top two floors, the tenant units. And so we plan to have 6 tenant spaces occupied by August 22nd, which is just right around the corner.
Yeah, it really is just right around the corner. That is so fabulous. And, you know, it must just feel great to the people that work there and yourself and the community to see this come to fruition after a few years of planning prior than when you got there, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we are super thankful for all of the hard work, time and effort and knowledge and just, you know, everything that, you know, all of the working together, the partnerships across the board, you know, that have come together. But yeah, this is got a little visitor here.
Oh, we
Panda.
That's awesome. So like on when our cat was with us, every time Wendy would do her sacred animal portion, the cat would bust through the door and start meowing. So we're used to our relatives showing up. Oh,
yeah, for sure. It's been fun spending some extra time, some one-on-one time with the fur babies. Yeah, we have a Chihuahua and a Boston Terrier too. So
We loved our Chihuahuas. They were personality plus. That's all I can say. And if one of them had a thumb, we would be in serious trouble.
Yeah, ours is, he's staring at me right now. He's like, what? No, I'm just kidding. But he's like a little drill sergeant. I mean, in our other house, we had, you know, a couple different levels. And so he always had to go up and down the stairs, but here he doesn't use much stairs, so he's losing the definition in his,
body. You know? He's not as cut as he used to be.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? I know you guys have great services, great things happening. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we just had, let's see, what's today, Thursday. We had a Tuesday Resource Connect from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have service providers on site. Individuals, families in the community can get connected to resources such as housing, treatment, and mental health services, and follow up with appointments and referrals. And so we are trying to build off of that, you know, and it's exciting too to learn kind of connecting the dots with some of the different community outreach efforts in prevention and helping the relatives get on a stronger path forward that, you know, is really encompasses recovery. And so we are just helpful. We're thankful, but also really trying to be helpful in this process. And one thing that we learned today is that a lot of the referrals for the top two floors, the tenant units, about half of those referrals have come through Tuesday Resource Connect. So it's kind of fun to like connect the dots with the different data points or the different points of entry in seeking services at MIWRC.
Wow, that is exciting. Hey, I have a question too. You reach out and help the community so much. I know with hot weather, with cold weather, we have some serious bad air here. And, you know, it's amazing. This is the second year in a row, I believe, and I never remember any of this when I was young, that any of this ever happened. And so do you have people coming by and trying to get relief from this terrible smoke we're getting from Canada?
Yes, for sure. And it's like you don't really realize it either, you know, because I've been kind of burning the midnight oil lately. Or not oil, but, you know, burning some energy. No, just kidding. Age. But like just with bad word. No, joking. But just been really not getting as much sleep as I should be these past couple of days, and doing some traveling. But my chest felt tight today, and I was like thinking it was a result of being not getting enough sleep, but someone reminded me of the air quality today, and that totally made sense. So yes, we keep our doors open, and we, you know, want to help the community the best we can. But we also, you know, expect mutual understanding and respect as well, you know, with healthy boundaries and things. So, but definitely our doors are open. If people want to come in, get a drink of water, you know, people sometimes will come in and get a bowl of cereal. We always put that plug in there of, you know, when we're building connections and relationships with the relatives, of, you know, finding ways to improve the quality of life so our relatives can live longer. And so that includes, you know, connecting to resources and getting help. And we're so thankful for a new partnership with Red Lake for mental health services. And so, yeah, we have lots of moving parts for sure.
That is great. That's a game changer. Red Lake is really, really, you know, helps their urban natives along with their, you know, I thought I heard somewhere that there's 17,000 Red Lakers living in the Twin Cities. That's amazing. That's half their population.
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing. And we're super thankful for the partnership, and along with all the other tribal nations in the area and throughout present day Minnesota, you know, so yeah, right. It's exciting. And we're just hoping to continue working with everybody.
Yeah, definitely. So what else is going on? I know you guys have a big long month calendar where you're reaching out and with services and things. What else is going on with Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center?
We are gearing up for one of the back to school stops.
Don't say that. That summer's ending.
I know. but yeah, so we are still holding the line for summer and hoping for some good weather. But yeah, we're just, you know, gearing up for the year ahead and doing a lot of building and planning. And so we're super excited for the future and hope to expand our services and truly be comprehensive in our approach and being good relatives to one another. So yeah, we also, you know, we have like monthly kids night out, family night. We host the space for the cedar ceremony, which is always the first Thursday of the month. And we host different meetings. Today there was a meeting with DHS in the community room. It was the first annual DHS and tribal leaders convening, and so that was nice to be able to host. And yeah, we, you know, also host for the community's wakes and funerals, and we're going to also be doing a little bit of renovation, a little upgrading on the first and second floors as soon as the top three and four floors are complete, and those will be complete by September. And that'll include 24 units total, 12 units on each floor. 20 are efficiencies and 4 are single units.
So also too, before we talk about the basketball hoop in there, how can people really find out more and also donate? Can you give a website out there? And with this great organization, it's been around over 40 years.
Yes, miwrc.org. As soon as you go to miwrc.org, you'll see a big red button pop up, and that's a donate button. So right away, you'll be encouraged and prompted to donate if you can. But we're so thankful for the community's support, ongoing support, and partnerships for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And then well, there's a little kitty. And then definitely we always joke around having a hoop in there so the staff can get exercise and play a round of horse or something.
Yes, that would be amazing. And we also talked about, you know, like cornhole toss, you know, and just having some fun games, you know, just, you know, getting the most out of our time together throughout the regular work day. And just, you know, we sure love to eat, so we always jump at the opportunity for potlucks. And we do have a monthly all staff meeting, and then we have an afternoon of self-care, and that's always the second Monday of every month. And so this month we went to Lake Nokomis, and some went on the group bicycles where there's like two in the front, like 2, 4, 6 can fit in there. And then some of us went on the Swan paddle boats along the water. So it was really fun.
Well, that's good. And because I always like to ask you and other guests too, what you do for your soul. And I know you're athletic and you play basketball. Is your basketball league back up?
Not yet. So just been enjoying watching some of the WNBA games in reels. And so, yeah, I would like to try to check out a Lynx game for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. They're doing really well. That is awesome. And I think we have the best basketball player in the country.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
I can't remember her name though, but you'll help me with that, won't you?
Sure. I mean, there's so many. No.
Yeah, there you go. Good one. Well, Ruth Ann of Buffalo, I really appreciate you being on. Again, let's talk a little bit, give out the address again, how people can donate and find out more about your Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, who's been around over 40 years helping the community in such a big way and continues to.
Yes, Maud Ziggurats, thank you. MIWRC.org. MIWRC.org for Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Well, and now how long have you been the CEO now? Time just flies. It's been like a year and a half, right?
Yeah, almost 16 months. So, wow. Yeah.
You're doing great. And thank you so much for being so helpful to our community here. And have a great day. And thank you so, so much for coming on and stepping in and telling us what you guys are doing.
No problem. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate you. Mads Gerads.
Right on. Have a great day. Hey, up next, Wendy with our sacred animal portion. This is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short messages. Ho-wa. Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NACD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NACD.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
This is it. Art lovers, weekend wanderers, and food truck fans. Minneapolis' iconic art event is happening this weekend. The 34th annual Powderhorn Art Fair takes over the Powderhorn Park on Saturday and Sunday, August 2nd and 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with more than 200 juried artists, delicious food trucks, floral vendors, upcycle creators, and a full family zone. There is something for everyone to enjoy. Wander the lakeside paths, meet the local and regional artists, find the perfect piece for your home, or just take in the vibrant energy of this truly unique celebration of creativity and community. Don't miss the chance to support arts and experience one of the most joyful weekends of the summer. All right here in the heart of South Minneapolis. Admission is free again Saturday and Sunday, August 2nd and 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Powderhorn Park. For details, event schedules, food truck lists, artist previews, and more, visit PowderhornArtFair.com. That's PowderhornArtFair.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
No!
Oh!
Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many, many years, and she's a co-founder of Native Roots Radio in her ninth season. It's great to see you. Welcome, Wendy Pilot.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I am a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States. Yeah. And I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that.
Well, what do you got for us? I know I've learned.
Excuse me, I had a little cough here.
I've learned over the years so much from your segments and had a lot of fun over the years, too. So What do we got going tonight?
Well, I have a 2018 study that was conducted by Canisius College, which is located in Buffalo, New York. I'm not sure the men out there and the men listening to our audience, in our audience, is going to be happy about this study, but it's very intriguing to me. So here's the study, 2018 study. A 2018 study conducted by Canisius College has revealed an intriguing finding. Women sleep better next to dogs than they do with men or even cats. The study surveyed 962 women across the United States and found that over half of them shared their beds with a dog. Those who did reported experiencing fewer disturbances, better sleep quality, and a greater sense of comfort and security.
Wow, what made you look that up?
Well, you know, all this animal stuff just pops up on my social media feed, and it came up.
Good answer.
I mean, I have my own thoughts about this.
I bet you do.
So compared to dogs, human partners and cats were more likely to disrupt sleep patterns.
Oh, those cats.
Yeah,
those
cats in particular were just as disruptive as humans due to their unpredictable nighttime activity and inconsistent routines. The study.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's true, though. The study also found that women who slept with dogs were more likely to maintain a regular sleep schedule, often going to bed and waking up earlier. This consistency likely played a role in improving overall rest. Beyond structure, dogs were also noted for providing a soothing and protective presence, an emotional benefit that may be especially important for women dealing with anxiety or PTSD.
Wow.
In contrast, cats offered less emotional support
Those
and were more
cats.
Active at night. You know, similar to a husband that has to get up during the night many times.
Experts
believe the benefits of sleeping with a dog might go beyond sleep. Sharing a bed with a canine companion could potentially increase oxytocin levels.
Well, where am I going to sleep?
So, you know, oxytocin levels are that good feeling hormone.
Yeah, where am I going to sleep?
Reduce stress and even support heart health.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. However, it's important to note that these findings are based on self-reported data rather than clinical sleep studies, and individual experiences can vary. Some dogs may snore, right? Take up too much space or trigger allergies, which could negatively affect sleep. Still, the research suggests that when it comes to peaceful restorative rest, dogs might be the ideal bedtime companions for women. So if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep and have a dog nearby, it might be worth inviting them up into the bed. Just don't count on the same tranquility from your cat or your boyfriend. So I really love that study. And, you know, I'm glad that they point out that it's not, you know, this is not like a clinical sleep study and, you know, whatever. But you know what? Testimonials mean something.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Testimonials do definitely mean something. you know, when I'm alone with Wanda and sleep, I have a nice, good sleep. Mm. You know, she doesn't snore. She's a very small dog, so she doesn't take up a lot of space. And I do get like a comforting presence from her that, you know, like a protective feeling, because I know if she hears anything or, you know, bumps in the night, she will wake up and, you know, bark or growl.
Won't I wake up?
I'd have to be like, hey, wake up.
Wake up. Somebody's in the house.
Exactly. Shoot. So I found that study to be kind of, you know, I don't know. It was women across the whole United States, 900 and almost 1,000 of them. So,
well, that's more than a study, right? That's
real.
That many people.
It is. And it's just what their testimonials were. You know, it wasn't like they went into a sleep study and they, you know, had the dog with them in bed and then like calculated everything scientifically. It's really just what you say. Now, my friend Debbie, she has two cats, and she doesn't let them sleep in the bed with her because they're pains in the necks. You know, they get up at, you know, all hours of the night meowing and, you know, wanting to scratch at the door and whatever. So they're not as good to sleep with as dogs. But anyway, I'm sticking to that study.
I think that's a good study.
And I was really happy that the college was in Buffalo, New York. I thought that was kind of funny. It's kind of funny, too, like who decided to do that study, you know?
Yeah.
To think about that and to ask women and to survey them and to talk to them about their sleeping habits, you know, with their dogs. So,
well, what else you got there? We got a few more minutes.
Yeah, you know, we have these possums that come in our backyard yard.
Yeah.
And I really love them. They're really cute. They're really good. They eat a ton of ticks.
I'm worried about your raccoons though, Wendy.
I don't want to talk about that right now. But anyway, just so you know, if a baby possum falls from its mother's pouch or back, she won't return.
What?
She won't. If you find one alone, it needs help. So place it in a towel-lined box and contact the wildlife rehabber immediately. Unlike kittens or squirrels or other animals, baby possums don't suckle and are very hard to feed.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the mother, you know, she has like 13 babies,
what?
But she only has 12 nipples. So like one gets like the short end of the stick, and then all the little baby possums go on her back and hold on for dear life while the mother scoots around. So if the mom gets startled or, you know, has to run really fast, one of them might fall off.
So let me
ask you. And she won't go back to get them.
Let me ask you a question.
So they need help.
So maybe we can give a shout out to, at least here in the Twin Cities, what you would do if you found a squirrel or a possum.
Yeah,
too.
If you found a baby squirrel, a baby possum, the Roseville Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. They're really awesome. They take animals in all the time. I've brought in quite a few squirrels. And they take them in, and it's good because they take your name and your address and everything, and they'll rehabilitate the animal and bring it back to the area, because a lot of squirrels and other animals are territorial. So they have to be brought back to where they, you know, came from. And then they'll send you a little postcard or an email.
The squirrels?
The rehabilitation center. Oh. And they'll tell you, like, what happened to your squirrel.
That's good.
Yeah.
The follow-up's really good.
It is. It makes you feel good that, you know.
It makes you keep on wanting to do it.
Exactly. Wow. You know, it's always good to leave a donation, too. They're always looking for donations. If you live in Minnesota, send some money over to the Roseville Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. They do fabulous
work. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. We've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump signs an executive order pushing back his threatened new tariffs from tomorrow to 7 days later. Mexico gets a 90-day extension, but Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says
Mexico is still paying tariffs. They're paying a 25% tariff on fentanyl, 25% tariff on cars, a 50% tariff on steel.
After several inches of rain, flash flood warnings have been in effect from Maryland up to Connecticut. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
This is going to be flooding over places that have already seen flooding this summer. So the ground is already saturated, and they certainly don't need more rain.
People and objects flying through the air. That's how one Delta passenger describes what happened when a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam hit severe turbulence, prompting a landing in Minneapolis and 25 people hospitalized. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Everyone is out of the hospital tonight. Delta thanked first responders and says it is cooperating with the NTSB and FAA in their investigations.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.